your group.
Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your Up North dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show on this absolutely terrific Thursday, June 25th, 2026 edition. Longtime Patriot brother listener down in Lapeer County, William Hamilton. He says, kids can't read or pass standardized testing as it is. And now they want to add organ tissue donations. What a joke. Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing, especially ninth graders. Why do they need to know about organ donation? Ninth graders don't even have a driver's license, which is the main place where you give permission for organ donation is on your driver's license. You can sign up for it at the Secretary of State's office. It goes on your license. If you get in an auto accident and you die, they pull out your license out of your wallet, out of your purse, and they see you're an organ donor. You've already given permission for the hospital, whatever, the medical examiner, to be able to remove your organs. Give them up for donation. Just, really? You know, if we had a part-time legislature, they wouldn't even be in Lansing right now. They would have been gone over 2 months ago. I want to get back to this wetlands bill sponsored by State Representative Cam Cavett, Republican of Sheboygan. Absolutely agree with this. Good job, Cam. House Bill 5502. Partisan vote, 58 to 49. The bill would revise Michigan's wetlands law by clarifying exemptions from state permitting requirements. It also establishes a definition for what's called an agricultural drain. Quote, unquote, specifying that EGLE bears the burden of proving when incidentally created wetlands should be regulated. I'll give you a perfect example. Agricultural drain. My grandpa had them on his farm in Lapeer. He would create a drain for standing water so that he could farm a particular area of his own property. He did it intentionally so that he could farm it. The water still traveled to a low-lying area on his property and therefore went back into the underground water aquifer. They're over-regulating wetlands in this state. They've been doing it for years. EGLE has got to be reined in. Back in the day when I was dealing with the DEQ, it was insanity, some of the stuff these people came up with. Well, the bills that Tom Kuntz, House Bill 5082, Cam Cavett's 5502, work together and are intended to provide greater certainty for landowners while narrowing the ambiguity in the state's wetlands permitting process. So good job, Cam Cavett and Tom Kuntz of Clare. Last bill in the House unanimously approved two bills yesterday making technical updates to Michigan's trust laws to clarify trustees' authority when transferring assets from one irrevocable trust to another. The updates impact probate practitioners mostly. The House bills 4408 and 4523, sponsored both by State Representative Doug Wozniak, Republican of Shelby Township, passed 107-0. Whoa, truly unanimously. Haven't seen one of those in a while. Next, one of the things that my state representative, State Representative John Roth, Republican of Interlochen, for 23 years, State Representative John Roth has run a marina, sand blown from southwest onto his beach has been a major issue. The issue, however, is less about the sand Roth's marina gains than what the neighboring shorelines lose, leaving them at a greater risk of erosion. One solution could be to collect the displaced sand and return it to those beaches. But Roth said that once the sand enters Lake Michigan, removing it is considered dredging and requires a permit. Ross has introduced a bill, House Bill 5304, which was heard in the Natural Resources and Tourism Committee. Sand dredged from Michigan's harbors could be required to stay on nearby beaches instead of being disposed of. A measure supporters say would help combat shoreline erosion. This is common sense. You got sand on surrounding beaches because of the water ends up getting dumped into a marina. That sand therefore collects at the bottom and reduces the amount of draft water under boats. Marinas spend thousands of dollars dredging out their marinas to keep the water deep. Well, instead of throwing it away, you take it back to the neighboring beach. Applicants would have to tell the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy whether the material would be reused, and if not, explain why. Suitable sand would generally have to be placed near the shoreline in a way that mimics the slope of the natural beach and minimizes interference with navigation. Michael Morphy, who testified on behalf of the Great Lakes Coalition, said the proposal is intended to distinguish clean beach sand from the darker sediment and other materials commonly associated with dredging. Morphy said the sand is invaluable to the health of our shorelines. It's not, however, unlimited. Morphy pointed to a 2023 project down in St. Joseph, that's the western side of Lake Michigan, downstate, where more than 100,000 cubic yards of sand removed from a navigational channel were placed along a beach. He said the sand created a buffer in front of homes that had previously installed rock and even steel barriers to protect against erosion, while also restoring public beach access. Under the bill, applicants would choose not to reuse the material that is determined to be suitable could be charged as much as $25 per cubic yard. The money would then go into a new beach nourishment fund, which Eagle could use to award grants to local governments to protect their shoreline projects. State Representative Kurt Vanderwall of Ludington questioned whether the charge could substantially increase the cost of dredging projects. Morphy said the intent was not to penalize the communities, arguing that placing clean sand along a shoreline is generally comparable to the cost of disposing it in deep water. Democrat State Representative Regina Weiss of Oak Park questioned how often the fee would realistically be collected, because applicants could initially propose using the sand and later have it deemed unsuitable. Morphy agreed the provision may have a limited effect, but described the bill as the low-hanging fruit in a broader effort to manage Michigan's shorelines. The bill would not require communities to undertake beach nourishment projects, State Representative Roth said. Rather, it would give them another option for protecting their beaches, sand dunes, and infrastructure from erosion. Pretty interesting legislation going forward. Well, lastly, the Senate and the House took actions yesterday extending the governor's energy emergency executive order, which permitted gas stations in southeast Michigan to continue selling cheaper winter fuel blends at the gas pump. House Resolution 8, Senate Resolution 14, where the Democrat controlled the Senate, Republicans controlled the House, put a concurrent resolutions together that would add a 77-day extension to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive order, which she issued back on April the 2nd. Originally, it was set to expire next week. Legislators in Michigan can alter the governor's executive orders by adopting concurrent resolutions through record roll call votes. Between the both chambers, Senator Jeff Irwin and Representative Dylan Wegla, Garden City, Veronica Pays of Harper Woods were the only lawmakers to oppose the 77-day extension. So we are going to have cheaper gas because they're allowing winter fuel blends to stay being able to be sold for the next 77 days, getting us through most of summer. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Another short little story. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said starting June 24th, yesterday, she would be heading a new reading program where students across the state can win prizes for reading, writing, and connecting with a local library. Whitmer said the summer reading road trip would be made up of four stops. Start your engines, explore Michigan, visit your local library, and destination imagination. At the first stop, students would start by reading a book, writing a story, or listening to a podcast. Whitmer said literacy is an ordinary superpower that every student deserves. That's why we created pre-K for all tripled literacy coaches. We have now put phonics in the classroom and proposed the largest literacy investment in Michigan history to help every child read, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The governor said the state partnered with local libraries to help keep kids reading over the summer months. Prizes would be available under the rules for the contest, which were available online. It is only open to legal residents of Michigan, and entries must be submitted between June 24th and August the 19th. The prizes include a tote bag, a book, a map of Michigan, and two bookmarks. There are also prizes for one pre-K and kindergartner, three for the third grade through fourth graders, and three for fifth through eighth graders and high school students as well. They will be selected during a drawing. But the governor said, I'm excited for our students across Michigan to join me in our summer reading road trip. Well, this follows exactly what she mentioned in her State of the State Union back in February. After thanking everybody for showing up at her speech, she said number one priority for her governorship the last year was to become a more literate state. Literacy, she said, was her number one priority. Number two priority, housing. And again, that goes right back to the story talking about MSHTA allowing money for work families, workforce housing. So, pretty interesting little side note to end the show with today. Let's see, what's the other one I looked at? That was too long. You know what? I'm going to wrap that one with some saran wrap, and we'll probably get to it on Monday. Bills removing duplicate licensing for addiction treatments. We'll talk about that on Monday. Got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We're going to talk about Robert Chernin's letter to President Trump. Mr. President, finish the job in Iran. We'll get Pastor Chatfield's take on that opinion piece. I sent it to him as a homework assignment. We're also going to be talking with Justin Michael. He is a candidate running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. He's got some updates for us tomorrow. We'll have him on the show, as well as Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. She's got a summer program for you. You definitely want to take advantage of. You want to be listening to Missy tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. It's going to be very informative and help you get healthier for the summer months. Mike, final text message to the show. Reducing Eagles' ability to weaponize their rules and regulations. I'm all for it. We need more of it. Absolutely agree with that 100%. Lori, what about the damn roads? Yeah, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's campaign promise slogan from not one but two election cycles, 2018 and 2022. Well, it's going to be the next Republican governor, hopefully Perry Johnson, that will get those fixed. Again, it's getting close, folks. A week from this Saturday, 4th of July, you need to come party with us. LibertyMountainUSA.com. Click on events. Tickets starting at just $15. You can camp at the site Friday night, Saturday night. Spend the weekend on Liberty Mountain USA down in Farwell, Michigan, off of M115. Check it out on the website, LibertyMountainUSA.com. Click on events. Come join us. Former Grand Funk Railroad songwriter, lead guitar vocalist, Mark Farner's American Band is going to be there. It is going to be a party a week from Saturday. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 4747